Well, let's pray and get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We can look at a little portion of your word. Guide us and lead us as only you can through your Holy Spirit. We thank you especially for there is an empty tomb. And we just praise your holy and precious name. Amen. The last 2 weeks we've been talking about, the first week was patience, last week was self-control, and this week we're going to look at another word of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is gentleness. And after the first 2 weeks, have we been pondering to step out further in our Christ-likeness? Gentleness is a word we don't hear much today or seen in action too much in our society. I know I can count on two fingers people that really come to mind that have really made a picture of, not, I'm not talking about from our church, but in just the sphere of people I've come into in my life that have really been a picture of gentleness. And they might not even be Christians for all I know, but they portrayed gentleness in whatever they were doing. And that is pretty amazing that you don't see that trait in action. And so it's really important for our testimony to work on gentleness. We don't see or hear of gentle spirit on talk radio. Usually it's pretty much stirring up commotion. Nor do we hear too many politicians of a gentle spirit. That is pretty rare. Our society as a whole tends to be pretty loud and pretty proud. So let's take a look at gentleness. Let's see what the American Heritage Dictionary says about gentleness. Considerate or kind, kindly in disposition, amiable, patient, not harsh, severe or violent, mild or soft, easily managed, handled, docile, tame, and moderate. And when's the last time you heard somebody or yourself praying for gentleness? Not something we regularly pray for. And another thing, do you see a high value on gentleness in our Christian community? And how does God value gentleness? Let's look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30. If you turn in God's word, let's look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And God's word says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Did you notice Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am what?" What did he say? Humble, gentle and humble. Can you be gentle without being humble? Think about it. Probably not. Ask yourself, are people at rest around you and your spirit of gentleness? Or is that an area that I need to pray and work on? Let's look at some verses on gentleness. Philippians 4, 5. Philippians 4, 5. God's word says, "Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near." Notice, to all men. Remember, we're a light in a world of darkness. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Did you notice it says put on, not just maybe. It's a command. Growing in Christ's likeness and moving up and to the right in our growth in Christ. When we say in our hearts, oh, that's just the way I am, you just denied Christ's power to change your life and into his likeness. We need also gentleness in our speech. Let's look at Colossians 4, 6. Colossians 4, 6. It says, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. It's really important to have your speech with gentleness, because it is such a part of our testimony. And I'll repeat what I said last week, and it's for you folks who work around areas of filthy language. It's especially important. You need to pray extra hard to be an example that God would have you to be, and to pray that the bad words do not stain your mind. And that's something you need to really pray about for those who work around filthy language. It's really, really important. Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. It says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Boy, that's quite a test for our speech on gentleness. Does it give grace to those who hear you? That's quite a challenge to on our speech. Another word, that's a word we don't hear very much in our society either, is unwholesome. When's the last time you heard that talked about? So it's really important to watch our speech and be gentle on that. And do we ever reflect on not being gentle is a sin? So our society is pretty loud and proud, and we're as a society pretty proud of that. But do we think as Christians it's a sin not to be gentle, or are we brash and bold? It's really important on our testimony of how we look. So let's look at a picture of gentleness in Scripture, and let's turn to John 8. 1 through 11. John 8, 1 through 11. I thought this is quite a picture of gentleness. It was said to me lately, there's nothing stronger than a gentle man. I thought that was really unique. Nothing stronger than a gentle man. And we see a picture of that in this section of Scripture here. So let's read here. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery, in the very act. Now the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What then do you say? And they were saying this, testing him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. When they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Who is without sin among you? Let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones. And he, he was left alone, and the woman where she was in the center of the court. And straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go, and from now on, sin no more." So we see such a picture of gentleness in this picture of Christ. We see patience from our first lesson. We see self-control and gentleness on the part of Jesus. And Proverbs 25:11-12 says, "Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in the right circumstances, and like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear." Did you notice that as I read it, it said the listening ear. God gave us two ears and one mouth, and that implies that we need to do more listening. Part of gentleness is being a good listener. You can't be gentle when you're always talking. Let's take a look at one of my favorite characters in the Bible. Let's look at Simeon, Luke 2:25-35. "And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel.' And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.'" We see such a picture of gentleness here in this portion of Scripture. It's a connection of the... Simeon is like the perfect picture of a connection of the Old Testament saint waiting in expectation of Christ. And he's living in that expectation. It's such a sweet picture. And this is an amazing thing. Simeon, in this picture of gentleness, gets to hold the creator of the universe. Think about that. He's holding the creator of the universe in his arms, the sustainer of all things, your heart and your breath that you're breathing right now. He held in his arms the sustainer of that, the author and finisher of our faith, because there's an empty tomb today, and he's coming back again. He's the King of Glory in his arms. I mean, how amazing is that picture? he gets to hold him in his arms. That is such an amazing picture. So we see that in Scripture. And we're going to do some table time now. And so let's find a story in God's Word that portrays a picture of gentleness. So we'll take about 15 minutes and take a picture that portrays gentleness, and be prepared to tell why you chose it and showing the gentleness. So we'll let you have at it. Well, let's get back together and let's get ready to share what you looked at on a picture of gentleness in God's Word. Would somebody like to be first? Anybody? John.
So, yeah, it came up here right away from Matthew 19, 13 to 15, also in Mark 9 and Luke 18, but where Jesus handling children, he laid his hands on them, the disciples rebuked him, but Jesus defends his actions. He says, "For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." It says in Luke 18, 15 that it was even babies. It says in Mark 10, 16, he took them in his arms, blessing them, laying his hands on them.
That's so
Jesus
sweet.
Kind of resisted the common way of Jewish thinking toward children, and he welcomed them and blessed them.
Yeah. Thank you. Good digging. Yeah. Ed, how about your table over there?
Well, we had many examples, but I think the one that we chose was David with Shimei.
Okay.
When he was leaving Jerusalem, and his soldiers wanted to take the guy's head off, and David said no.
Okay.
That's 2 Samuel 16.
Okay. Good example. Bob, it's kind of fun to see everybody's digging here. How about you?
The Good Samaritan, that's a classic one.
Okay. Yeah, it's very good. Jim?
Many examples. I think each person had a different one. One that we thought was quite amazing with Joseph with his brothers, that he had all the power in the world to just crush them, and yet he wept. He wept over them and blessed them. So a good picture of gentleness despite the circumstances.
That is quite a picture. I know at our table it was brought up. Remember, the Old Testament here is our Jewish thinking is an eye for an eye. And Joseph portrays such gentleness in not retaliating. It's quite a picture. Tim?
Yeah, on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul talking about his ministry to the Thessalonians, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. Being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us." So Paul ministering to the Thessalonians.
Yeah. Okay. Bob, would you like to share anything?
Sure. We were talking about when Lazarus had died and Jesus wept over his, and he loved him so much. So.
That's quite a picture, isn't it? Yeah. I know that scripture always sticks in my mind. When I was in Vacation Bible School, I had to have a memory verse. So they said, "You can choose any verse you want." John 11:35, Jesus wept. I was a horrible child. John Williams, how about your table?
Well, again, like everyone, we have many, many examples. We thought of how the Apostle Paul dealt with the churches with such gentleness when, you know, they would depart from his teaching so rapidly, and he would call them to repentance in such a gentle way. But one of the ones I like that was brought up was Mephibosheth.
Oh, okay.
And how this one who would be despised by society was honored and welcomed as a part of the family.
Yeah, it's a very dear picture, isn't it? And it's a dear picture of David honoring his oath with Jonathan. It's a very sweet picture. Dave, how about your table?
Somebody say Boaz and Ruth?
Nobody's mentioned that yet. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, they were both very gentle toward one another and in every way.
Yeah. Yeah. He really portrays... He does really portray a picture of gentleness. I know that was talked about in our group, about such a gentle spirit. He blesses everybody. His workers welcome him because he blessed, and he looked out for others, for other people. And his picture of his response to redeeming Ruth is very precious too, that even though he knew he was in line, there was somebody more important first before him, and so that just shows a picture of gentleness there. Go ahead.
This surprised me, so I'll just throw it in there.
Okay.
Numbers 12:3 says that, the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. I didn't think of Moses, but God had said so.
Yeah.
And Moses wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah. Under movement by the Holy Spirit. So we'll just go with that. Okay. Mike, would you like to share something from your table?
And there are several mentions that were good, but we'll go with Hosea.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very sweet picture. There was many more. You could just think of Moses, Hosea, Abraham sacrificing Isaac. I mean, that is such a picture. The father of the prodigal son, Paul in prison saying, don't worry, we're all here. And so you got, and Joseph and Mary. I mean, what a tender picture that is. Joseph watching out for Mary and him reacting so quickly as in the vision of the dream that he had and getting up and going in the middle of the night. And I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but I mean, that is an amazing thing for him to get up in the middle of the night and just go to Egypt. Folks, we're not talking about a highway he's on with streetlights. We're talking probably a 2-lane cart path with that. It's totally darkness. Maybe he has light of the moon or whatever, but we see him as a gentle leader in his family all the time, in the background. It's just amazing picture. And I was reading this last couple weeks. I thought, that'd be fun to read the 4 resurrection stories from the 4 Gospels. And I was just reading in John this morning where they're standing, the ladies are standing in front of the cross, and Jesus says, "Behold, thy mother." And so John took Mary into their home. And so we don't see Joseph in the picture anymore. We don't know what happens to him. But, that's a very dear picture of gentleness too, the Apostle John. As he's writing, he says, I can't remember how it's termed, but that other apostle whom Jesus loved or whatever, he doesn't mention his name. And so that is just such a picture of gentleness. As we read our Bibles, look at these things, like look at the story and pick a word that you're going with, like patience or self-control or gentleness, and look at the characters as you study your Bible. And it really will bring Scripture alive to you as you study God's Word and just pick out one word and look at it. It is real interesting to see those things and this has been a really fun study for me. I hope you folks have been enjoying it. The other thing too about gentle is being gentle in our society. We need to be ready to be mocked for that. You are going to be looked at. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb if you're a gentle person. Especially nowadays with things, the evil tends to be good. And so it's not a thing that's practiced at all. So we'll close with this one scripture in James 3:17-18. James 3:17-18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for time in your word. Lord, help us to be bright and shining lights for Christ. Help us to be of a gentle spirit, always ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. Teach us from your word this morning as John speaks, and we just pray that as we meet with family and friends, help us to remember Resurrection Day and the cost that was paid for our sin. Amen.